I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Since Memorial Day, there have been thousands of demonstrations around the country to protest the deaths of black and brown people. The protests have focused on the deaths of people at the hands of law enforcement. And although the number of these people is relatively small, the families have a right to grieve the loss of their loved ones, whether their loved ones were at fault or not. We could talk about the deaths of many minority children killed every weekend in death trap cities such as Chicago. But that's not the point being made here. It would be a great thing if protesters, especially here in Las Vegas, showed their concern over the deaths of two Latino girls, Citlali Mora and Nelly Amaya Ramirez. The two Del Sol High School 16-year-olds had been friends since middle school, and while they were crossing the street at the intersection of Maryland Parkway and Katy Avenue, they were struck and killed by a woman who had been taking drugs and alcohol. 38-year-old Ebony Whitaker was, by her own admission, a daily user of heroin and had consumed two beers and smoked marijuana before getting behind the wheel and killing the two girls. Earlier in the day, she smoked a PCP-covered cigarette. She faced drug-related charges in Las Vegas dating to 2007. Instead of being tried and convicted of second-degree murder, she agreed to plead guilty to one count of DUI resulting in death and one count of reckless driving. She agreed to a sentence of 10 to 25 years in prison. Now, why wasn't she charged and tried for second-degree murder? A Nevada Supreme Court order prohibits prosecutors from charging defendants with second-degree murder in DUI crashes. Chief Justice Christina Pickering, representing six other justices, wrote, quote, "Although malice may be inferred from the facts in this case, which would support a charge of second-degree murder, the legislature has preempted such a charge for cases of non-intentional vehicular homicide. The state may not charge a defendant with second-degree murder for a death resulting from driving under the influence," end of quote. So the state legislature showed more sympathy with the perpetrators of death than the victims of stoned or drunk drivers. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wilson responded to the state Supreme Court decision by stating, quote, "I believe that in the most serious DUI death cases where defendants exhibit extraordinary behavior, which would equal an abandoned and malignant heart, which is considered malice under the law, that those folks should be treated in the most harsh manner," end of quote. You got that? When someone displays an abandoned and malignant heart, which is considered malice under the law, shouldn't they be treated in the most harsh manner? People such as Ebony Whitaker showed absolute disregard for the welfare of anyone who got it her way while she drove her car stoned. Now, instead of being tried for second-degree murder and serving life behind bars, she's being sentenced to 10 to 25 years and will probably be paroled long before her sentence ends. Let's be clear. The state legislature is complicit. Steve Wolfson said, quote, "Our next step is to present our position to the legislature and see if we can convince the legislature that in these most serious felony DUI cases where people travel at excessive rates of speed and otherwise exhibit an extraordinarily reckless behavior, that they should be sentenced and punished more harshly," end of quote. We must support his efforts. And to the protesters who claim that they have great concern about the deaths of minorities, let them redirect their efforts to make sure that the lives of Citlali Mora and Nelly Amaya Ramirez, who were cut short by a woman who displayed an abandoned and malignant heart, that these two young lives will not be forgotten. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.